Welcome to the Midweek Peak Writer's Seat.
Right then, writer's seat time, where we hand over just a couple of minutes of the show to a wordsmith from any genre, anywhere in the world, to read out an extract from their work and give you just a snippet of something that you might like to bury your head in at some point in the future. This week's awesome author is a science fiction and fantasy writer whose latest young adult novel is a tale about a young girl who is desperate to escape events in her own world that she doesn't quite understand, and stumbles upon a mysterious new world in her cupboard filled with pirates, wizards, and nightmarish monsters. Enough from me, though. Here is author John Belitho Jones reading out an extract from his fantasy novel, When the World Falls Down.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Everything was quiet. It was a silence that could only exist in the remotest of villages. One, though, that was interrupted by a steady advance of ticks, regular clunks, and hourly rumbles of clattering noise. The grand timepiece continued its usual work, just outside and to the left of Bethany's room. With no other nearby disturbances, she now laid the blame for her restlessness on the old clock. Grumbling to herself, she attempted to blot out the noise, smothering her ears with pillows. Still, she could hear the ticks, clunks, and such pierce through the restful night air. She had become furiously obsessed, counting each and every last noise it made as time marched on. By her calculations, she had heard the hourly rumble 7 times at that point, meaning it was 3 in the morning. She'd had enough, and now had every intention of shutting the thing up with some form of grievous bodily harm, or extreme timepiece damage, as the case may be. But before she could pull herself out of bed, she was stopped by a huge crash. Something rather large and monstrous, had thrown its way through her cupboard door. The door crashed violently against the wall, almost smashing it off its hinges. In the face of such an unexpected and rather terrifying event, Beth needed what any sane person would do. She hid under her covers. Indeed, it is often believed that hiding under your covers provides plenty of protection from all sorts of monsters, fiends, and villainous characters. What truth there is to this belief has yet to be determined by proper testing. In this case, however, it proved sufficient, and meant that our hero prevented herself from meeting an early demise. But it also meant she caught no sight of the monstrous intruder that had just charged into her room via her cupboard. This surprise visitor did not stay. It charged out into the corridor, breathing heavily, and quickly in a manner that suggested fear, pain, and a little bit of adrenaline. It crashed down the stairs into the house, each heavy step smashing into the floor in the direction she now could guess of the garden, her favourite place. Then, when the back door had been thrown open and the hammer-like stamp of feet had disappeared into the darkness of the trees, it was silent. Not even the grandfather clock continued to speak, for, as our hero would soon discover, it had been brutally smashed into 3 splintered pieces.
So, once again, that was an extract from John Belitho Jones's young adult fantasy novel titled When the World Falls Down, which is out now under Troubadour Publishing. And, of course, we'll share all the information about John and his writing, and he's an actor as well, yeah, for you on our socials for you to get a closer look at. And you'll be able to listen again to that excerpt from When the World Falls Down and all of the amazing works from our past awesome authors on our Writer's Seat podcast, which is available to follow and subscribe to now through all good podcast providers. And if you're a writer and you're looking to give your work a bit of a promotional boost, then use our social medias, including the Writer's Seat Twitter feed at Writer's Seat MWP, or find those hashtags Midweek Peak, Writer's Seat, and send us a recording of roughly 2 minutes of you, or if not you, then someone that you know, reading out a part of your writing along with all of your details, and we'll make sure we do for you what we just did for the awesome John Belitho Jones there and give you a well-deserved writer's lift. Or for more information, just drop us a line at our new email, writersseatmwp@gmail.com, and it could be you sat in our nice and comfy writer's seat this time next week on the Midweek Peak.
The Writer's Seat Podcast is a One Flower Two Turtles audio production. From midday until 2, every Wednesday on 365 Radio, the Midweek Peak with Steve. Wednesdays, just the way you love it.